Welcome back to the Wildside News. And now, Sydney Wildsmith.
So yes, summer is here. And you find yourself longing to pack it in and head out of the big city. But then something comes up and, well, you have to plan for that walk in the woods another time. Or do you? Life in the city, and when I say city, I mean city, big city, is suddenly realizing that a hike or bike or kayak adventure with nature is just part of urban life these days. It's a whole new way of living on the edge. One every turn here on the Wildside News. This weekend, the city of New York is holding the largest single event for this National Trails Day. Now, we're not talking about a convention, no. We're talking about adventuring in the Big Apple. It's a great new way of life in the city. And to give us the big picture of this weekend's adventures in New York City is the Commissioner of New York City Parks, Adrian Benepe.
Well, not joining us, I'm really thrilled to have as a guest on the Wildside News, the Parks Commissioner for the City of New York, Adrian Benepe. Welcome to the Wildside News.
Great to be with you.
Well, I'd like to know what in the world is going on in New York City this weekend. It really sounds exciting.
Well, we've got what we call Adventures NYC, which is a series of activities to try to get people out into the parks of New York City, out into nature, and doing things related to camping and backpacking and mountaineering and bouldering and all the different kinds of things that people would not expect to find in a big city like New York.
Well, how is it that New York has such a panoply of opportunities? As you say, people don't normally associate New York with the wild.
Well, of course, savvy New Yorkers have known for a long time that New York has great parks. We've got almost 30,000 acres of city parks as well as another 15,000 acres of national parks here in New York City. So that's almost 45,000 acres of parks covering about 20% of the surface of New York City. That's another thing most people from outside of the city would have no idea. They picture New York City as being Manhattan, which, of course, it's much bigger than that. And we've got a big harbor and tens of thousands of acres of water on which to do sports. So kayaking and boating of various kinds, sailing, of course, take place. But now, increasingly, people are doing the sports that they would normally do out in the country here in the city. We have indoor climbing walls and now outdoor climbing walls. And we also have some natural rocks that people climb on, not quite mountains. In fact, calling them hills would be glorifying them more than they should be. But, you know, people in New York like to get out and exercise, too. And what Adventures NYC is doing is showing them they can do some of the things in New York City that normally would require a trip out to a state or a federal park to do.
Do you see this changing the nature of urban parks?
Oh, it absolutely is, and we have to respond to the changing ways that people recreate. For example, we've, in the last few years, built our first skate parks, places where people can go and do inline skating and BMX biking and skateboarding on big slopes and inclines and half pipes and things like that. And that was something that we were sort of hesitant to do for a year, primarily because of the worry that lawyers would get involved and sue us if somebody got hurt. We have to sort of change with the times, and one of the big things that's happened recently is that people have decided that the New York's waterways, and New York is really a city of islands and waterfronts, are great places to go out and get exercise. So, for example, kayaking has become huge in New York, and now in many parks we're starting to build boathouses where people can store their personal kayaks and come out and use them. And we also have built our first floating boathouse in New York City for traditional rowing. But, you know, we're looking for ways to do things like bouldering and rock climbing, and we hope to develop soon our first sort of off-road bicycling paths. And a lot of people take these for granted in some of the county and other countryside parks, but in a city like New York, it's right now it's against the rules to bicycle off-road. You have to stay on a path, but we're trying to create some off-road biking paths in what people know as garbage dumps, what we call landfills.
Are you finding this sort of a movement or a change?
Well, absolutely. People want to have the best of both worlds. They want to have to live in a city and have the advantages of living in a city with all of its cultural life and its business opportunities, but also be able to pursue their forms of exercise and recreation that you know, normally would require a rural setting. So, yeah, so we're finding a lot more of that. you know, things like triathlons and other big events which didn't used to take place are very important. So that's why this Adventures NYC pulls together all these threads. So that's why national publications like Backpacker Magazine are sponsoring these things with rock climbing and bouldering and backcountry culinary workshops, bicycle races and adventure races, and even camping out under the stars for teenagers.
How do you think this may actually affect the view of urban life?
Well, I think that you know, people are, have a lot of misconceptions about city life. They sort of look at sitcoms or TV series, and they see big, tall buildings and concrete canyons, and they have no understanding that there's actually a lot of rural kind of property in New York. I think what it will do is it does two things. It'll make people from outside of New York understand that there's a lot going for New York in terms of natural areas and recreational opportunities, but it will make New Yorkers themselves find that there are many opportunities beyond the traditional recreational forms. We as a society have to do a lot more about getting ourselves in shape and do a lot more for our kids. We have a crisis of obesity and obesity-related diseases, things like diabetes, type 2 diabetes, and heart disease, and things that are afflicting people at much younger ages than they used to. And if we can, all right, say a kid doesn't want to do traditional team sports, well, they might like to do off-road bicycling or go to a skate park or do some bouldering or mountaineering or orienteering projects. So if we can attract people to do more exercise, either in a passive way, like just going for a walk, or in a very ambitious way, like climbing a climbing wall, that's good for us as a society. We'll become healthier, we'll have fewer diseases and problems with obesity and asthma and other things.
Now, are you going to have an opportunity to join in on the activities this weekend?
Yeah, I think when we do our press conference this week, they're going to put me in some kind of a climbing wall, and let's put it this way. I have no climbing skills, but I'm game as long as they put me in a harness to try anything. I'm somewhat of an athlete myself. I like to run and bicycle, and I run on a regular basis. But I'm looking forward to trying out some new kinds of things I haven't done before.
Well, I hear you're a man with many passions for the arts and nature as well. So this is certainly a great addition to the parks. Why don't you go ahead and give an invitation to New Yorkers and beyond?
Well, I'd say to people from New York City and from all around the country, come to New York on the weekend of June 4th, and we're going to have a whole bunch of activities for you, a great way to discover all the sort of unique, wonderful country environments of New York City. We call it the country in the city. We've got freshwater wetlands and saltwater marshes. We've got deep woods with 120-foot tall trees. We've got meadows to explore and great waterways to canoe and kayak. And one of the greatest things people could do is canoe down the Bronx River, the city's own only freshwater river. But we will have all kinds of opportunities working on National Trails Day to help maintain our hundreds of miles of hiking trails and visit our nature centers. And it's going to be a great June 4th of activities for people of all ages to discover the city and its parks and its great nature and ways to get out and have fun.
Adrian Benepe, Parks Commissioner for New York City, thanks for being on the Wild Side News.
My pleasure. See you out in the parks.
Thanks a lot. Bye. You know, people don't usually think of New York City as a place to go to enjoy nature, but New York City is preparing to launch an outdoor extravaganza that proves to be the largest single event of this year's National Trails Day. So joining us to learn more about that is David Cabell, who is with the Parks Department in New York City. David, welcome to the Wild Side News.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Well, you know, this is really quite interesting. Have you done this before? Have you had this type of an outdoor experience in the parks in New York City?
This is the first time that we've ever embarked on a program quite like this. Last year, we actually celebrated the first citywide National Trails Day event where we had activities in all five boroughs, but it was a much smaller program, very grassroots-oriented. And we started this partnership with Backpacker Magazine, and only through that partnership have we been able to create the program that's called Adventures NYC.
Well, this is quite an event indeed. Why don't you give us some of the highlights that people can experience this week in New York City?
We have activities taking place in all five boroughs, and we're very excited about that. In Manhattan, we have Central Park's East Meadow, full of a variety of different programs, anything from GPS clinics and backcountry cooking to fitness programs, to children's activities with arts and crafts and an obstacle course. And then finishing the day at the East Meadow, we have a professional rock climbing competition. Up in Highbridge Park in Manhattan, we have trail work projects that are organized by our Natural Resources Group, which is a division of parks that focuses on preserving our natural wilderness areas on urban parkland. And we're also going to have some bike tours at Highbridge, and those bike tours are going to be along the Greenway, which is a paved area along our waterfront that's open for walkers and bike riders.
Now, Dave, do people have to bring their own bikes, or will there be bikes available?
We're encouraging people to bring their own bikes. There will be a few bikes available for people to borrow for free, but those are very limited. So up in the Bronx, we have some exciting activities in Pelham Bay Park, the city's largest park, and we're going to have Eastern Mountain Sports leading some kayak clinics. We're also going to have the administrator's office of Pelham Bay Park organizing some trail maintenance projects along Hunter Island, which is in Pelham Bay Park.
Let's talk a little bit more, because there's so much going on.
Yeah, there is really a lot going on. In Queens, we have activities in Forest Park, and in Queens Park, we're actually going to have a portable rock climbing wall in Alley Pond Park. I'm sorry, I think I said Queens Park. I meant Alley Pond Park. In Brooklyn, we're going to have activities in Marine Park. We're going to also have a portable rock climbing wall there. We're going to have canoeing and kayaking for free, organized by the American Canoe Association. And there's also going to be an orienteering treasure hunt there. And then going into Staten Island, we have one of the more exciting activities. We have the Greenbelt Adventure Challenge, which is an adventure run organized by NYRA, the New York Adventure Racing Association. And all these events are free and open to the public. So we're really excited to have New Yorkers come out and enjoy these outdoor adventure activities in our urban parks.
This is the first time that it's really reached this level, so I imagine it's a little difficult to know how many people might be expected to be out in the wild in New York City this weekend. But any estimates?
It's really hard to say. Last weekend, we had the first component of Adventures NYC, which was called the Backpackers Gear Expo, and we had thousands of people walk through that area. So I'm really looking forward to see thousands more attend these events citywide.
Now, if people want to participate, I mean, should they prepare? Should they kind of dress for the outdoors, put on some hiking boots or sneaks, or what's the best way to get ready to go to this thing?
Well, I always recommend dressing for the weather and wearing some layers, so that way if you're outside for a while, you can take off a layer if you're hot and put on a layer if you're cold. It's looking like it's going to be a really nice day out. You know, some good sturdy shoes are always a good idea. Some hiking boots would be great for those of you who will be doing volunteer projects like trail restoration and removal of invasive wildlife, things like that.
Now, one of the most unique experiences, unfortunately it's already closed to the public, but you're actually going to have an overnight in Central Park, and apparently people were able to kind of apply for the opportunity to camp in Central Park overnight, but they did the drawing last week, actually, so people can't, it's closed at this point, but tell us a little bit about that. That sounds kind of fun.
Sure. Well, Under the Stars is the name of that program. And Under the Stars is really just an extension of what our urban park rangers already do. It's actually taking place in each of the five boroughs simultaneously. So there's a Manhattan site, a Brooklyn site, a Bronx site, and so on. And each site is very limited, and as you mentioned, it's closed right now, but we had a registration form. It was free and open to the public. And the idea is to give New Yorkers an opportunity to experience camping in their backyard, and provide them with a safe environment and some educational programming.
That's very interesting. Now, are there places that people can normally camp in New York City?
Well, only with the urban park rangers. It's not something that is normally legal for a variety of reasons, but our rangers have special programs that are educational, and you can sign up with them. And to find out more, you can always visit our website at nyc.gov/parks. Or visit 311, or call 311.
Now, do you expect that you're going to continue this into the future?
Absolutely. We really are looking at this as the first of many years to come. This program is shaping up very nicely for us. It's a perfect example of an excellent public-private partnership where the city has aligned ourselves with private partners that help us promote our parkland and our programming, and it's all free and designed to get New Yorkers outside. So we're very excited to do this next year and for many years to come.
Why don't you go ahead and give us an idea of some of the partners that are participating, because these are leaders in outdoor recreation. It's so fun to think of them in the city.
Yeah, we have a lot of great partners for this program. Backpacker Magazine is our main partner, and collectively Parks and Backpacker have put this whole program together, and we're really grateful for their support. They've helped us bring on additional sponsors like Subaru of America, who's our title sponsor, and Eastern Mountain Sports, who is one of our major supporting sponsors. But we're also really grateful to have a lot of partners that are helping us on the more local level, groups like Partnerships for Parks, the Greenbelt Conservancy, the Bronx River Alliance, American Hiking Society, and so on.
Now, David, you sound actually very enthusiastic about this. Is this part of your life as well?
It is. You're right about that. I've always loved the outdoors, and I've worked on activities like this in my private life as well as public life. I used to lead outdoor adventure trips for teenagers, and I think it's just a great way for people to get outside and relax and do something different.
Well, Dave, since this is your background, what kind of changes do you notice when people, perhaps who have had no real experience or familiarity with the wild nature in New York City, what happens when they have this experience?
Well, what I think is great is that it gives people a whole new perspective. People aren't used to doing something in the wilderness, in the middle of our concrete jungle. And it allows people to take a step away from their hectic lifestyle and just sort of enjoy the activity. One thing that we're doing on the Under the Stars program is encouraging people to put away their cell phones and pocket their watches and just enjoy the experience as if you're taking an escape from your normal city life.
You know, quite honestly, this seems to be a vision of a sort of a new option in American life, where if people were to just embrace this as part of their experience, it could really enhance the quality of life in a big urban experience.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think that these activities are great because not only are they fun and different, but they're healthy for both the mind and body, and that's really important for the Parks Department to promote in New York City.
Now, are these events essentially all free?
Yeah, everything is free. It's all open to the public. And there are only a couple activities where you need to register in advance, the Under the Stars program that we mentioned, and also the Greenbelt Adventure Challenge, which is the adventure run in Staten Island. All of those can be registered for on the Internet.
I suppose people could just literally show up.
That's absolutely right, and that's what we're expecting. We're looking for people to just show up when they want, and they can join right into volunteer projects or rock climbing or canoeing or kayaking. So anybody can just come right over to one of the parks and find out about all the different opportunities.
To get the full spectrum, where should they go?
Everybody should visit nyc.gov/parks. There's a link for Adventures NYC right on the homepage. And you can also call 311 if you're in New York City, or 212 New York if you're outside of New York City.
Well, David Covell, this is really exciting. I think you're setting a brand new trend in terms of urban existence, and I wish you great success this weekend.
Thank you very much.
Well, it may be the biggest, but it's not the only event by far. Actually, over 1,000 events are planned around the nation this National Trails Day. When we return, we find out just how easy it is for you to join in this national adventure. So sit for a moment while we retie our bootlaces, because when we come back, you'll be invited to come on along as our Trails Day celebration continues here on the Wild Side News, your ongoing voice of the earth.